we got involved with the Poe Library because Mr. Poe, of course, was the only congressman that we'd ever known as kids from here. And then our good friend Marvin Lee was the man who succeeded him as congressman from this district. And Mr. Pogue started the library. We all made donations and worked getting it fixed. And then we had just not really participated in it a lot and saw a newspaper article on the fact that they were auctioning off Mr. Pogue's personal items. He had left them to his nephew, and the nephew was not married, had no children, and he had left them to his best friend, this Bobby Sherman, who was his high school buddy. And instead of donating that stuff, the personal papers and all these things of Mr. Pogue's, to the Pogue Library, he was selling it off to the highest bidder. He wanted the money. So we went over, I went over the day before the auction when they were having the viewing, and I had that picture they had taken of his office, and to ask where these items were and all, and got a list, marked it up, and asked if anybody had been there from Baylor, because we didn't know who to contact. And a friend of ours was there, said, yeah, they're right over here. And we met, I think his name was Mr. Carlton?
Charlton.
And he said, oh, and we told him what we wanted to do, that we wanted to buy those things to put down at the Pogue Library, all that we could afford to buy. And he said, oh, you need to see Ben Richards. I said, I don't want to buy stuff that the library doesn't want, you know. And he said, oh, you need to talk to Ben Richards. And Ben was down somewhere else. And we met him, and we met John Wilson. And so we walked through it with Ben and made marks by all the stuff that we thought would be good to have. And it was out. And what we didn't know was that there was this collector from Canadian, Texas, which is way up in the panhandle, almost at the border, who liked everything to do with just history. He just collected all. He was an antique dealer. He was actually an oil man. And he had all this oil money, and that he used that, and that's when oil was really booming. And so he wanted a lot of the same things that we wanted it for the Pogue Library because of its historical importance. Mm-hmm. And he wanted it because it was a history item and he wanted it added to his collection. So there were some things that we didn't get that went way off up there, but we got a lot of it. And sitting out there in the heat under that tent, Ben and I developed a fast friendship. I said, we are sweat brother and sister. And FM was sitting there, and he just said, I said, you want to bid on this? Because he was a lot more experienced with auctions. He said, ah, it's your project. You do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So we bid and bought what we could, and there was the land grant from Neil McLennan, and it had the state seal of Anson Jones was the governor at that time, and we really wanted that. And I was bidding against that man. He was the one that was the, was his name King?
I believe it was King.
Yeah. And so I figured out which one he was because he was in front of us, and all he had to do was nod his head. I finally figured that out, that he made a deal with the auctioneer, and he'd nod his head, and, you know, I was holding my little thing up, my paddle, And we got up to $40,000 for that thing, and I thought, what am I doing? You've lost my mind. And fortunately, I quit. So he had to really pay for it. But later on, I went out and introduced myself. He went over to get a sandwich, so I went over and introduced myself to him, and I told him that he bought something that we really wanted to keep in McLennan County, because it had such importance, and it was important because it had hung over Mr. Pogue's desk at his home all this time. And if he would ever consider making a donation of it to the Pogue Library, that it would be great. And obviously, from all the stuff he bought, he had a lot of money, so he'd probably need a tax deduction. And if he'd like to, I'd tell him where he could send it, you know, and I gave him this card. I got Ben to give me a card, and he said, well, he'd take the card, but he really wanted that for the time being. And he said, besides, he was putting it in his pocket, and he said, when I get home, my wife finds out what I paid for all this, she's probably going to shoot me. I said, if she's going to shoot you in the heart, would you put it over in that other pocket so you don't get blood all over it? Fortunately, he had a good sense of humor, so he kind of laughed at me, you know. And every so often, I'll send him a little thinking of you card and say, don't forget the thing. But I don't think he's ever going to donate it. But we became fast friends with Ben through all of that. And he did such a good job of displaying all of it, set it up. Our son-in-law built him a little wall that we bought the glass out of Mr. Pogue's office down in Waco that said Bob Pogue and the room number, and put it up on it. Michael made a frame and got the glass people to donate the glass around it, and it looks really good. We were down there at their 30th anniversary this past weekend.
Yeah.
It looks really good.